Leadership skills. Leadership skills are a unique blend of attributes and abilities that, when combined into one person, allows that person to function as a leader. If the person possesses, by nature, all the attributes and abilities, then we call him or her lucky to be a born leader. If the person does not possess all the attributes and abilities, then we must conclude that the person is not a born leader, but could nevertheless attain the qualities of leadership by means of proper leadership training. Question: Can leadership skills be taught? Answer: Yes. Leadership skills can, indeed, be taught. Leadership skills can be taught, because all complex skills are not innate, they are taught and learned. Complex skills are not innate. They are not built into your DNA. Everything you do, you had to learn to do. You had to learn to walk. You had to learn to talk. You had to learn how to behave in civilized company. You had to learn every single one of your complex behaviors. All complex human behaviors are learned behaviors. Leadership skills are many complex behaviors combined, and therefore we can be sure that leadership skills are a learned behavior. And if leadership skills are a learned behavior, they can be learned. Where can you go to learn leadership skills? You would go to a well-designed leadership skills training course. What would such a course cover? The leadership skills course would cover the aforementioned unique blend of attributes and abilities that, when combined into one person, allows that person to function as a leader. The course would 1. Identify the list of attributes. 2. Define the attributes. And 3. Teach exactly how to improve your performance in each of the attributes. What specifically are those attributes and abilities that combine to create leadership skills? Here is the list of leadership attributes. 1. Desire to achieve a worthwhile goal. 2. The ability to formulate practical plans that will enable the goal to be realized. 3. The ability to inspire other people to willingly work long and hard in order to achieve the goal. Within each of these major themes are subset attributes and skills. In the following way: 1. Desire to achieve a worthwhile goal. All great leaders possess the same leadership skill. The ability to use the imagination to see a better future. That is so vivid to the leader, it seems more real than the actual reality that currently exists. Leaders live in their imagination more than the non-leaders do. A non-leader would regard a leader as a dreamer, which is a true statement. Leaders are dreamers, but their dreaming is not idle reverie. It is the act of defining the end point. It is the mental act of setting the terms for the improved future. If you want to develop your leadership skills, you must be prepared to extend the current limits you have placed on your imagination. The mind is the limit. As long as the mind can envision the fact that you can do something, you can do it, as long as you really believe 100%. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Leadership skill number 2 is the ability to formulate practical plans that will enable the goal to be realized. Having a goal or a vision is no good if you have no way to achieve the goal. You must be able to design methods and plans that will enable you to achieve the object of your desires. A goal without a plan is nothing more than a weak puff of wind. A goal allied to an intelligent and practical plan of action is transformed into an unstoppable force of nature. Here is the phrase to conjure with: an intelligent and practical, detailed, written plan of action. Question: In your possession, do you have an intelligent and practical, detailed, written plan of action that has been specifically designed to provide you with the steps to achieve your desired objectives and goals for a better future, yes or no? If yes, then you do possess good leadership skills. If no, then you do not yet possess good leadership skills. A leader is interested in the details as well as the broad vision. To illustrate the fact, hear Napoleon Bonaparte speaking about the need for specific intelligence and practical detailed written plans in order to adjust my movement and formulate my plan. I require precise information. I need very detailed information to know the width and length of the islands, the elevations of mountains, the width of canals, the nature of fortified cities, fortress by fortress, the conditions of the roads. All of these details interest me in the highest degree. Leadership skill number 3. The ability to inspire other people to willingly work long and hard in order to achieve the goal. If you have a vivid and inspiring goal, and if you have an intelligent and practical detailed written plan of action that has been specifically designed to provide you with the steps to achieve your desired objectives and goals, then you are on the right track. But if you are on your own, living in a one-bedroom flat with no friends, then you may not get far. So, the leadership skill number 3 is the ability to inspire others to join in your quest. Leadership skill number 3 is the ability to inspire others to work long and hard. To work to have their friends join the group and swell the numbers of people who are committed to the achievement of your vision. You can't be a leader unless you have people who are willing to follow you. Mistakenly, my friend Jonathan says, "I am a natural-born leader, it is just that I can't get anyone to follow me." A leader with no followers is a strange and lonely beast. Therefore, all great leaders are also great inspirators. Leadership skills means that you pay very careful attention to the kind of things that turn people on, and the kind of things that do not. Another quote from Napoleon. A leader is a dealer in hope. The task of leadership is not to put greatness into humanity, but to elicit it, for the greatness is already there. John Buchan. Leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done, because he wants to do it. Dwight D. Eisenhower. Leadership must be based on goodwill. Goodwill does not mean posturing, and, least of all, pandering to the mob. It means obvious and wholehearted commitment to helping followers. We are tired of leaders we fear, tired of leaders we love, and tired of leaders who let us take liberties with them. What we need for our leaders are men of the heart, who are so helpful that they, in effect, do away with the need of their jobs. But leaders like that are never out of a job, never out of followers. Strange as it sounds, great leaders gain authority by giving it away. Admiral James B. Stockdale. Men make history, and not the other way around. In periods where there is no leadership, society stands still. Progress occurs when courageous, skillful leaders seize the opportunity to change things for the better. Harry Truman.